Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Give God the praise, give him the honor, and give him all the glory. Amen. Praise God. We bless and praise God on this Sunday morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. You're on the air with Apostle Carolyn McNeil, and this is our Sunday morning service. Amen. Welcome, welcome, welcome to all of you. Amen. Under the sound of my voice this morning, let us pray, let us pray, let us pray. Glory to God, and let the Lord have his way. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you, God, for your mercy, God. We thank you, God, for your sovereignty. We thank you for moving by your Holy Spirit, Father God. We need your word this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So let the meditation of our heart be acceptable in your sight, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father. I ask that you touch everyone under the sound of my voice this morning. Amen. Praise God. And bring us into divine alignment. Glory to God with the word of God. Ha, yes, Holy Spirit. Water down our heart, God. Yes, Holy Spirit. Spirit, that the word of God will grow and manifest and bring a great harvest, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, I thank you for this day, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, as I decrease, let the power of the Holy Spirit increase, God. We welcome the honorable guest, Lord God, the Holy Spirit, this morning, glory to God, to move by his mighty power, move from house to house, God, move in the airways, move, Father God, by your mighty power, God, and we bless you, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, for expanding this ministry, God. You have taken it to Japan, God. You have taken it to Nigeria, God. You have taken it to Ghana, Uganda, God, and the United States. And we say thank you, Father, for moving by your Holy Spirit on today. Glory to God. May your word go where our feet have never touched, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all praises go to you on today. In Jesus' name I pray with thanksgiving in my heart, and my soul says amen on this very day. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. This morning I want to take us to a passage of scripture. Amen. I want to take us to Genesis, the 26th chapter, starting at verse number 12. Amen. God has a word for us this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us go to the word of the Lord. The Bible says, then Isaac sowed in that land and reaped in the same year a hundredfold. And the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continue prospering until he became very prosperous. For he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him. Now the Philistines had stopped up all the wells which his father's servant had dug in the days of Abraham, his father. And they had filled them with earth. They had filled them with dirt. And Abimelech said to Isaac, go away from us, for you are much mightier than me. Come on. Then Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again the well of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father. For the Philistine had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them. Also, Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of running water there. But the herd
herdsman of Gerar quarreled with Isaac's herdsman, saying, the water is ours. So he called the name of the well Esek, because they quarreled with him. Then they dug another well, and they quarreled over that one also. So he called its name Sitna. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called it name Rehoboth, because he said, for now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Come on, I want to talk to us this morning. Then he went up from there to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared to him the same night and said, I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake. So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. And I want us to hear this. So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. And he pitched his tent there. And there Isaac's servant dug a well. I want to stop there because I'm going to go back and you're going to see what the Lord wants to talk to us about. Here, when I read the word this morning, verse number 22 stuck out. The Bible says, and he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called it name Rehoboth, because he said, for now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. Here, this message centers on Rehoboth, Genesis 26:22, and the well that Isaac and his servant dug after they had earlier dug some, which the people of Gerar, who were Philistines, took from them. The Philistines began to hostilely, they were so hostile against Isaac when they blocked all the wells which the servant of his father Abraham had dug in Abraham's days. They had filled them with dirt. And Abimelech, the king of Gerar, told Isaac to go away because he was much mightier than his people. Actually, they were jealous of his amazing prosperity in the midst of famine. But it was not Isaac's fault that he was successful. God told him not to go down to Egypt because of the famine, but stay in the land. He promised to bless him, and he obeyed and stayed. Come on, I want to talk to us this morning. Glory to God. Because of the obedience. Because of the obedience. The Bible says in Isaac, Isaiah 1:19-20 says that if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. So Isaac was reaping the reward of obeying God Unfortunately, many people want the fruit of obedience without sowing the seeds of obedience. There is now a conflict over the water rights. Come on, I want to talk to us. Glory to God this morning. The water there was to be treasured. Right now, we take water for granted. But there, glory to God, they needed to dig wells. Glory to God, just even to have water. So there was a conflict over the water rights. Isaac stayed in the land of Gerar and sold in the land. Says that year, Isaac's crops were tremendous. The harvest of 100 times more grain than he planted. For the Lord blessed him, glory to God, and he became a rich man, and his wealth only continued to grow. He acquired, glory to God, large flocks and sheep and goats and great herds and cattle and many, many servants. Soon the Philistines, glory to God, became jealous of him, and they filled up of Isaac wells and with the dirt, praise God, and these were the wells that had been dug by the servant of his father Abraham. And glory to God, do you see how dangerous jealousy is? They filled up the well with dirt, earth and dirt. If you, they said dirt and glory to God and earth. And so they are both the same. And they filled them up with dirt. And so the wells were neither useful to Isaac nor to them. That's wicked. The enemy shall not fill up your well, the blessing, your joy, and your prosperity in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Water was a big issue in the Palestine and where the events took place. Amen. Praise God. And water could be the scarce as there is little rain most part of the year. Therefore, wells and cisterns was very important. It would have been better if they had taken possession of the well and used them. Well digging is a tedious job, and we know, glory to God, that when you start digging, glory to God, and glory to God, sometimes you need an extra instrument even to get the ground cracked. My God, give him glory. So that's a hard job, but these Philistines played the spoiler. They no enemy will spoil the works of your hands, and in the name of Jesus, devour shall not devour you, your family, your business. Glory to God, the cutting locust, this woman locust, locusts, the hopping locusts, the stripping locusts shall not destroy the works of your hands. My God, I give them glory. So the Philistines were envious of Isaac, and their king sent him away. Glory to God, and glory to God. The Bible says, continue with the story. Then Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of Gerar and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again the well of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham his father. And the Philistine had stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by name which the father had, glory to God, called them. Also Isaac servant dug in the valley and found the well running water therein, but the herdsmen of Gerar quarreled with Isaac, herdsmen saying, this water, the water is ours. Amen. Glory to God. So he called the name of the well Esek, come on, Hokorobosanda, because they quarreled with him, and they dug another well, and they quarreled over the one also. So he called the name Sitna. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sitna, meaning enmity and opposition. Glory to God. They came up against opposition. They came up against the enemy. Contention. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So here, they're up against opposition. From this account, Isaac's servant dug there three times, but there was conflict over water rights, and they were denied the opportunity of owning or using the wells they dug. In fact, when Isaac left, as we commanded by the king, the wells his servant first dug was not entirely a new well. Come on, Holy Ghost. They were the well dug by Isaac's father, but which the Philistine had filled with the dirt, glory to God, after Abraham's death. Maybe they did not also, glory to God, yes, Holy Ghost, out of jealousy, glory to God, because Abraham was a prosperous man. So Isaac, his son, reopened them and renamed them the names of his father had given him. The Bible does not tell us their names. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. However, Isaac's servant also dug a new well because the local herdman claimed it was ownership. Isaac named it Esek, which means argument, contention. There was also a dispute over the next well they dug, and Isaac named it Sitna, which means hostility. Come on, I want to talk to us. Enmity, the kind of loss could have been discouraging, but look, how could someone be laboring and some people are robbing him of his reward? Anyone experiencing such things should never give up. God, that's why the song says the battle is not yours, but the battle belongs to God. Hallelujah, Son, the Holy Ghost. No one will rob you of what God has promised you, no matter how much you have to dig, no matter how much you have to go for. God is the God of justice. My God, I give him glory. He doesn't approve of the subversion of anyone's right. The Bible says, glory to God, in Lamentations 3:35-36 says to turn aside the justice due a man before the face of the Most High, to subvert a man in his cause. The Lord does not approve. Come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Isaac and his servant did not give up. So I want to talk to somebody that feels like they keep on doing something, but glory to God, things are not prospering in their lives. They feel like, glory to God, they're at a standstill. Praise God. No matter what the enemy does against you, your family, your welfare, your business, your finances, etc., never give up. I know it's not easy, but never give up. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. The Bible says, Paul, in 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, that is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. For our present trouble are quite small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us an immeasurably great glory, come on, that will last forever. So we don't look at the troubles we can see right now. Rather, we look forward to what we have not seen. Glory to God, because most time, amen, glory to God, glory my son, yet cartoon and a Messiah, when we come against a whole lot of stuff, there's a greater glory that should be revealed. Glory to God, the greater the adversity, the greater the blessings. My God, I give them glory this morning, for the troubles we see will soon be over, but the joy to come will last forever. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Somebody said, come on, welcome to your Rehoboth. Welcome here, Corobo, Son, the Holy Ghost. Welcome to Rehoboth. Glory to God. What is my Rehoboth? My Rehoboth is a place of rest. Let's go there after digging the wells, which they dispossessed of Isaac's servants, went on to dig another well, which was not taken from them. Glory to God. They named it Rehoboth according to the Bible, glory to God, it's a broad place. Rehovah also means an open space. Isaac said, at last the Lord has created enough space for us to prosper in this land. Come on, talk to me this morning. Glory to God. I don't know what the losses you incurred in the past or the failures you have experienced. I don't know how many times you tried to have something but was defeated. God will create open space, indeed a broad place for you to prosper. The enemy will not displace you forever. My God, I give him glory. Looking at your previous experience, you may be wondering if you ever be able to achieve anything that will last. Come on, Holy Ghost, my God, I give him glory this morning. But God can change the story of Isaac and didn't allow his labor to be wasted permanently. Will intervene in your case. Somebody say, God is on my case and reward your labor. God will reward your labor. He will compensate you. But, yes, Holy Ghost, but you be strong and do not let your hands be weak, for the work shall be rewarded. The Bible says, my God, don't let your hands be weak. Glory to God. What you're doing for God, glory to God, shall be rewarded. Glory to God. Weep no more. The Lord shall reward you. You dig another well, which nobody shall take from you. Thus saith the Lord, my God, refrain your voice from weeping, your eyes from tears, for the work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord. That's what the Bible says. Jeremiah talks about it. Rehoboth also means room enough. You know, God will give you your own space. My God, I love him when he talks like that. God will give you your own space. That means that you don't have to cross over in somebody else's. That means that you don't have to be jealous of nobody else's. God will give you your own space. You got room enough. As it said, now the Lord has made room for us, and we will be successful in the land. Wherever God has placed you at, praise God, give God a shout of glory. I will be successful in that place. I'll come with somebody. It might not look like it now, but if you just keep on going, keep on trusting, keep on digging, God will get you to your way, to your Rehoboth, where you currently labor. You shall be successful in the name of Jesus. Your business, your academic, and other concerns that you're concerned about, you shall be successful. God will make enough room for you to be fruitful, and that's what I'm going to talk about, being fruitful in whatever you do. Being fruitful, amen, praise God. It doesn't matter the success others have made. Glory to God, take your eyes off of other people's stuff. My Messiah, that's why God said, I'm going to make room for you. My God, I give you glory. You don't have to be jealous or envious of nobody, because God will make room for you. What there belongs to them is for them. What God has for you is for you. The clients and the customers, they will have, glory to God, or the marketplace share their control. God will make room enough for you to succeed. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Somebody says enough for everybody. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The Bible calls the well of Rehoboth the well of room enough for us to at last, my God, no matter the previous failures, glory to God, now at last there is room enough for you to succeed. Glory to God, at last the Lord shall restore the losses. Glory to God. The word says, for the Lord will restore the excellence of Jacob like the excellence of Israel. For the empties, glory to God, have emptied them out and ruined the vines and branches. That's what the word says. The emptiest shall not empty you. In the name of Jesus, my God, if you've been empty, glory to God, God will fill you again with abundance. He will, glory to God. And God did it for Job, and he will do it for you. He will restore Job's losses. Come on. He restored his losses when he prayed for his friends. He gave Job twice as much as he had before. God will give you room enough to prosper and restore your previous losses. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. When the Lord restores, and glory to God, his exile, out to Jerusalem, it was like a dream. And I love this scripture because, glory to God, when you have come through some things, the Holy Ghost, glory to God, it's like a dream. Glory to God, you know what you've been through in the past. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But when God brings you through, you might have to pinch yourself and look around and say, I made it to my Rehoboth. My God, I give him glory, Jesus. Because the Lord restored the exile. Glory to God of Jerusalem. He will restore it for you. It's going to be like a dream to you as well. Your restoration shall happen like a dream. I decree it and declare it over you today by the power of the Holy Spirit, with the help of the Holy Spirit, the well of room enough for us at last. The season, you'll say, at last I passed that exam. At last I am a joyful parent. At last, glory to God, for the ones that trying to ask, the baby has come. At last I am completely healed. Come on, Holy Ghost. At last my miracle has manifested. Rehoboth also means wide open space. My chateau that I'm my son, the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. That's also could mean that plus the availability of water in the well. Isaac had wide open space for his animals because in Genesis 26 and 14 records that he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herd. God will give you plenty of space to spread out in the land. Somebody say, God is going to give me plenty of space. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. In other words, my God, I give him glory this morning. In other words, glory to God, you experience enlargement. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 54, 2 and 3 says, enlarge your house, build an addition, spread out your home, for you will soon be bursting at the seams. Your descendants will take over other nations and live in their cities. That's what the Bible says. God shall enlarge you, glory to God, and I decree it over us this year. You will expand to the right hand and to the left. While Noah was praying for Japheth, amen, his son, he said, may God enlarge the territory of Japheth and may he share the prosperity of Shem. Glory to God. And let Canaan be his servant. My God, glory to God. In 1 Chronicles 4 and 10, Jabez prayed, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hands will be upon me. Come on, Holy Ghost, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. Come on, Holy Ghost. Take note of these phrases. Enlarge my territory. God granted the requirements of Jabez. The Lord will enlarge you too and cause you to prosper. My God, I'm going to speak it over us today by the power of the Holy Spirit, that God will cause us to prosper, that God will enlarge our territory, that the hand of God will be freely upon us, that God will remove all our enemies, that we can possess what God has called. Anyone trying to block and stop and put dirt upon your blessings shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus. And we call forth the anointing of power, glory to God, to come. Amen. Glory to God, to lay their hands upon our head, that we shall be blessed. Rehoboth also means freedom. Freedom, glory to God. We got freedom today. You shall no longer be in bondage, unlimited by the enemy. You shall be free, because the Bible says, and Psalms 146 and 7 says, the Lord gives freedom to the prisoner. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you're opening up the doors. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If the Son, Jesus Christ, makes you free, you shall be free indeed. That's Bible. My God, I give him glory. Zechariah 9:11 says, as for you also, because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. That's Bible. The blood of the new covenant, the blood of Jesus, does not only set you free from sin, but from the attendant, glory to God, consequences of Rehoboam bears freedom for you in the name of Jesus. Somebody, I want you to shout, Rehoboam. I'm going to my Rehoboam. Isaac and his servants was free from the enemy who took over their wells by force. This time they dug a well and there was no argument or hostility. God caused his enemies to be at peace with him. The Bible says, my God, I give him glory. God will silence every argument against your progress. He'll stop any hostility against your advancement. You shall prosper, you shall succeed, and you will be enlarged. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Come on, somebody, I want you to know there's going to be a change of your story. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Rehoboam, Rehoboam, was Isaac turning point in the past. The enemy, the herdsmen of Gerar, forcefully took over the wells, but never again will the enemy take advantage of you. Never again will the thief come to steal what belongs to you. Never again will there be an argument over your possession. Never again will there be hostility of the enemy that robs you of your labor. Come on, somebody, you will not labor in vain. The season shall be a turning point in your life. The song said there's a turning point in my life. Come on, Holy Ghost, it shall be Rehoboam for you. It shall not, oh yes, Holy Ghost, it should not build, glory to God, and another person inhabit it. You should not plant and another person eat. Come on, Holy Ghost, you should not, glory to God, shall not long enough enjoy, come on, glory to God, the works of your hands. You will enjoy it, glory to God, and you shall not labor in vain or bring forth children for trouble. Your children and your offspring shall be a descendant of the blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's Bible. My God, I give him glory. And Rehoboam, the enemy was silenced. They didn't disturb Isaac and his servants again. Isaac knew why the Lord, he said the Lord had made room for him and he would be fruitful from Rehoboam. He moved to Beersheba where one night he arrived and the Lord appeared to him a second time, having appeared to him. Don't you love when God talks to you? Praise God. When you really seek the face of God, get into his word, dig in his word, seek his presence. Amen. Praise God. There's a different encounter that you have. My God, I give him glory. Holy Ghost. God said, I am the God of your father Abraham. He said, do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham's sake. My God, the prophecy never fell to the ground. Did you see that? Isaac became unstoppable. It was no longer the chains of losses, but success. Heaven had, glory to God, had open up and you operate under open heaven in the name of Jesus. Your heaven will be permanently open. So I decree and declare over you, glory to God, that your heaven is open today by the power of the Holy Spirit. With the help of the Holy Spirit, you shall be successful. Don't worry about who's trying to stop you and block you, because God will fight for you. Praise God. God will get you to your Rehoboam. God will get you to your ministry. God will get you to your business. God will get you to where you need to be. My God, I give him glory. Woo, my Satoropos and the Holy Ghost. You shall come unstoppable in life. What happened next to Isaac? So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord. Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, he pitched his tent there. Glory to God, to lay there. He built an altar there. Isaac's servants dug a well. See, when things get a little rough, amen, praise God, no matter where you at, my God, the Bible says Isaac built an altar, glory to God, to seek the face of God. And when he did that, praise God, yet Corobos and the Holy Ghost. Did you see again? He dug another well. And was there any argument or contention over this well? No. His glory to God, his warfare for the season was over. My God, don't you know that there's a season of rest. There's a season that God takes you into. And then sometimes, just like the Bible says, it'll be like you dreaming. Amen. You got so much peace of mind that you feel like you're dreaming. You done came through some things. The Holy Ghost. The Lord said to the prophet Isaiah, speak comfort to Jerusalem, my God, and cry out to her. For glory to God, that her warfare is ended. Come on, Holy Ghost. That her iniquity is pardoned. Her sins are pardoned. And she received from the Lord hand double for all her sins. Come on, Holy Ghost. I pray that this season the Lord will bring an end, glory to God, to your prolonged warfare. You'll move from the argument and contention to victory and prosperity. You will enjoy unhindered peace. My God, I give them glory. Your enemies shall submit to you. Come on, Spirit of the living God. But Isaac changed. Hey, my Satur, Rabbi Sandor, Holy Ghost. But Isaac's chain of success didn't stop at merely digging the well that the enemy didn't fight with him over. God caused his enemies, King Abimelech, to come from Gerar. One of his friends, Bilhah, the commander of his army, to beg Isaac to make peace with him. Isaac said to them, why have you come to me since you hate me and have sent me away from you? They said, we have certainly seen that the Lord is with you. So we said, let there now be an oath between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you that you will do us no harm. Since we have not touched you, and since we have done nothing to you but good and have sent you away in peace, you are now the blessed of the Lord. Isaac's enemy proudly acknowledged that he was blessed of the Lord. Abimelech didn't know this when he and his people was envious or jealous of him, and he sent him away, but he had realized that the more Isaac was being pulled down, come on, the Holy Ghost, the higher he was going, maybe he had been hearing the news of his breakthrough. Oh, come on, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. At last he came to make peace with Isaac. See, there, when God starts blessing you, ain't nothing nobody can do with you. My Shatura Basando, Holy Ghost. The Bible says, glory to God, says the evil bow before the good and the wicked at the gate of righteousness. Your enemy shall bow before you in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. They heard about how blessed Isaac was. Come on, Holy Ghost. See, that's what God does. He opens up their curtains and he shows the people how blessed. See, you thought you were stopping them. You thought you were shutting down things. You thought that you were talking about them, scandalizing their name, doing all evil that matters of evils against them. But God kept blessing you in the midst of your trial. God kept blessing you in the midst of what was going on. My God, I give him glory. You were being pulled down, but God was lifting you up. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The last sentence in Deuteronomy 33 and 29 says, your enemies shall submit to you, and you shall tread down their high places. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. That is what happens when someone has entered his Rehoboth. Somebody shout with me, I'm going to enter my Rehoboth. You might not be there right now, but you're going to enter into your Rehoboth. The enemy admit that the battle is won. And See, the enemy admits that the battle is won and lost. They've lost. Glory to God, and must surrender. Say to God, how awesome are your works through the greatness of your power. Your enemies to submit, glory to God, themselves to you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Your enemies shall submit to you. They shall all surrender. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. After Abimelech has spoken peacefully to Isaac, Isaac make him and those who accompanied him a feast. Glory to God. Remember, the Lord says, I'll prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. They ate and they drank early the following morning. Isaac and Abimelech enter into the place. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Into a pack of glory to God, non-aggressive with each other, and Isaac sent them away in peace. Glory to God. See, you, it's no sense, amen, your enemies might come to you, but don't stay mad, praise God, yet called up on the Holy Ghost, because God will use your enemies, glory to God, to bless you. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. It wasn't Isaac who was afraid of being attacked. It was Abimelech. But God already told him. He said, don't you fear nothing. See, I'm with you just like I was with your daddy. I'm with you too. Glory to God. So I'm talking to somebody. Big God, most Son, the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. God is with you. Amen. Praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. And he had to come to the initiative that the peace pact. Like David, you will become stronger and stronger. Your enemies shall become weaker and weaker. That's what the word says, like the Israelites. God will increase you greatly and make you stronger than your enemy. You shall become too mighty for the enemy. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Once that altar was built, it was nothing but coming up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's no pain. Come on, Holy Ghost. My God. See, I didn't even put that on. It just started playing by itself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. My God. Faceless blessings. After the peace treaty had been made and Abimelech had departed, the Bible says that the same day Isaac's servant came and told him about the well which they had dug. They said to him, we have found water. And he called it Sheba. And the city was named Beersheba. Sheba means oath or seven, while Beersheba means well of the oath or well of the seven. In Genesis 21 earlier, Abraham had dug a well and named it Beersheba, meaning well of the oath or well of the seventh, because Abraham and Abimelech, not the Abimelech in Isaac's story, swore to an oath. Isaac's servant found water again. If you found water before, you will find water again. Your best shall not be in the past. The Lord shall give you a new testimony. What you lost, you'll recover. The blessing that the enemy has stopped will resume. The effort shall not be in vain. God will give you more blessings. Come on, Holy Ghost. When you think you have had enough. Ah, my God. Don't you love God? He'll keep on blessing you. That's why the song says, he keep on blessing me. Come on, Holy Spirit. He keep on blessing you. He will give you more. You will enjoy overflowing blessings. Glory to God. Bringing this thing in. Domo Sando, Holy Ghost. Jesus said, have faith in God. Come on, in your present challenges. Keep renewing your faith in God. Keep renewing your faith in God. Can I say it one more time? Keep renewing your faith in God. Keep doing what you're supposed to be doing. You need your faith for victory. And whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Have faith in God and continue to do what you're supposed to be doing. Keep looking to Jesus. Look into Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Whom I sought to rob, O Son, the Holy Ghost. For you for who, come on, who for the joy that was set before you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Holy Ghost, my God. For the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Remember, remember what Isaac went through before he got to his Jehovah. Glory to God, what he went through before then to Bathsheba. The enemy oppressed him, but God brought him to a wealthy place. Maybe you also have passed through the net of affliction. Come on, Holy Ghost. Men might have written over your head, written you off. Come on, Holy Spirit. Probably you have gone through the fire, the water. Praise God. This is not your end. God will bring you into the wealthy place. My God, I give him glory. God will bring you to your Rehoboth. He will bring you out to a place of rich fulfillment. David said, he also brought me out into a broad place and delivered me because he delighted in me. Oh, my God, I thank you, Jesus. Yeah, God. Take note of that praise. Glory to God, broad place. You recall the glory to God says Rehoboth mean broad place. God will bring you into the broad place of Rehoboth. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Word of God, God morning. Good morning, people of God. Your joy is coming. Get ready to enter into your Rehoboth. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Come on and bless the name of the Lord. Many from my shadow. Holy Ghost. Glory to God. We see, amen, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. You shall possess your possession. Glory to God. Easter, contention and dispute. Sitting up, praise God, the enemy in opposition. Glory to God. Rehoboth, oh, yes, Holy Ghost. God has made room for you. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. You shall have your own space. The Lord is giving you room, glory to God, to flourish in the land. God has made and enlarged in your territory. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. See, the enemy, glory to God, of Isaac, amen, praise God. The Philistines, glory to God, they was the fiercest enemy, ferocious, amen, praise God. No matter how big your enemy is, God will get you to your Rehoboth. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't you love the Lord God, how he can do things, amen, behind the scenes, when you think that everything is over, when people think that everything is over, then God begins to enlarge your territory. Glory to God. Then he started announcing you the places, amen, opening doors, amen, flourishing your business, blessing your ministry, blessing your kids, blessing your home, blessing your finances. My God, because the Bible says, if you look at what Isaac did, the Bible says that Isaac, he sowed in the land. Amen, praise God. A lot of us need to sow in the land before we can reap our harvest. Amen, praise God. There's a formula to God. Holy Ghost. If you go, praise God, and read the word, amen, even in Deuteronomy 26, it'll tell you, amen, praise God, that Isaac sowed in the land. He sowed in the things of God. Come on, Holy Spirit. My God, I say thank you. And God began to bless him. Things began to open up. He might have went. See, when God blesses us, amen, praise God, it doesn't mean that you're not going to go through things, amen, praise God. Look how Joseph was blessed, but he had to go through some things. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He went through the fiery testing time. My God, I say thank you, Jesus, but he kept on digging. He kept on pushing until he possessed his possession. My God, I give him glory today. And the Holy Ghost, all the hostility, all the jealousy, all the envy, glory to God, he kept on pushing on because he knew that, glory to God, that one day he said, Eureka, I am here where God wants me to be. Your place of rest is coming, amen. Embrace the new, praise God. Embrace the season of congratulations. Embrace this season because God loves us and he will get us to where we need to be. This is the word of the Lord for us today. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He moved and dug another well.
and they did not quarrel over it. So he called it Rehoboam and said, for now, come on, Holy Ghost, the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. That is the word of the Lord. Amen. You are on the air with Apostle Callie McNeil this morning. Amen. Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the word of God this morning. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. God is going to bring us to that Lord place. If you're not born again, you're urged to take the following step. Admit that you are a sinner, amen, glory to God, and you can't save yourself and repent of your sins. Confess Jesus as your Lord and Savior, amen. Renounce your past ways of life, your relationship with the devil and his works. Invite Jesus into your life as a mark of seriousness. Mature in your faith, amen. Start to attend, oh, glory to God, come to service, amen, praise God. A Bible teaching church, amen, glory to God, that you'll be toward how to grow in the kingdom of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we thank God today, Father. We thank you. Oh, Lord God, we come to you today and know that we are a sinner and cannot save ourselves. I believe that Jesus is the Son who died on the cross to save us, to resurrect on the third day. So we come to repent of our and confess our sins before you, confess that Jesus is our Lord and Savior, and we surrender our lives to you today. Glory to God, and we invite Jesus into our heart today. And this is the prayer. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We invite you in today. Thank you, Lord. And I believe if you have said prayers in your heart and believe the Lord Jesus Christ died on the third day, rose, glory to God, with all power in hand, you are saved. You welcome them in, praise God, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So we thank God today, amen, glory to God. Believing, amen, glory to God, that God is a God that gets us to where we need. I pray that you flourish like the palm, glory to the palm tree, and grow like the cedar in Lebanon. Come on, somebody. May you grow into Christ and all things and become what God wants you to be. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. May the Lord be with you. Glory to God. So I'm glad today, amen, praise God, that we are growing in grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our faith is lifted today. We know that God is moving by his mighty power. Amen. Praise God. Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. This is Apostle Carolyn McNeil. Amen. Our Sunday morning service. Amen. Don't forget, glory to God, on Thursday, amen, Pastor Ilona Waters will be with you, True Vine International Church. Amen. At 6 p.m. Praise God. And don't forget, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday is prayer time with me. Amen. Glory to God, where the Holy Spirit is having his way. Amen. Glory to God. Let the Lord do it for you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless and praise God on this day. Amen. Hallelujah. If you'd like to be a blessing to this ministry, amen, you can call me 302-883-9799. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the ones that's been sowing into the ministry. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you all. Amen. May God continue to increase you, establish you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, that you'll continue to move by your mighty power, God, even on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you'll continue to move by your Holy Ghost power, God, in the lives of your people, God. Bring healing, God. Bring deliverance, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. If anyone loses faith, Father God, I pray, Lord God, that their faith be lifted on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Father God, to touch their lives, God. Touch their loved ones today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I call forth the harvest. Glory to God. Your people, God, from the north, south, east, and west, Lord God. Ah, yes, Holy
Holy Spirit, that they will be saved, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I bless you, Father God. Yes, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, God. Let us have a day of uplifting, Father God. Let us have a day of joy. You said weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. So I bless God for the joy that's coming upon us right now in the name of Jesus, that we're changing the garment. Glory to God. Yes, the Holy Ghost. We're changing the garment of confusion. We're changing the garment of shame. We're changing the garment of depression. We're putting on the whole armor of God. We're putting on joy. Glory to God. Prosperity, favor. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory, my Santo Robo, the Holy Ghost. God, have your way. Glory to God. Walk through our home, my Santo Rabba Sandanamasia. Walk through our homes today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, sweep out everything that don't belong, God, that your presence will be ever with us, Father God. Let the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, God, keep our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus, Lord God. I ask for the movement of the Spirit of the living God, yet corrupts and the Holy Ghost. And I ask that you lift up our spirits today, God. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, knowing that our help comes from you, Father. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father, for moving by your mighty power on today. Bless everyone under the sound of my voice. These things I say, glory to God, and I pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, but then us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen, and amen. I'll leave you with a song. God bless you. Happy Sunday and a week ahead. God bless you all.
Feels like I'm going down a one-way street in every direction. I need heaven to show me just a little affection.